Thank you for downloading this podcast of Ion Entertainment from Abilene Public Radio. To find more episodes and to see our terms of use, visit us online at kacu.org. From the Barton Worley Studios of Abilene Public Radio, this is Ion Entertainment. Good afternoon, I'm Blaine Singletary. As you know, tonight begins another year of great films with the Paramount Film Series. Of course, that's not all that's going on. We'll take a grand tour of all the events happening around town in today's show. Also, I know many of you have been waiting anxiously for last month's Music of Ion Entertainment segment, and we're paying it off today with a voice that might sound familiar to you.
Music to me is like it has to hit home. I mean, you do have your fun songs and you have your everyday, you know, just going through the day songs, making you happy or peppy, but like the real music to me is just where it hits you and hits home and it means something.
Bethany Blaine joined us in the studio to talk about her music. That's all coming up right here in Ion Entertainment.
Then I think to myself, who in the hell are...
Tonight begins a new year of the Paramount Film Series, and highlighting this new year is the return of the Robert Holliday Film Lectures. If you remember, we had him on the show last week, and let me tell you, he knows his stuff when it comes to classic films.
And so one of my main philosophies of film, and I've taught film as well as English and everything else, but one of my philosophies is that if you have never seen a movie, a film, until you've seen it in a theater. I don't care how many, and I've got a million copies of DVDs and lasers and VHSs.
And however your home theater system is, it's nothing like a theater.
It's wonderful. But as I said, it's nothing like, and as I said, people like Spielberg said, he decided to be a filmmaker when he saw Lawrence of Arabia, but he said, don't see it on television or don't even see it on DVD. But, it's meant for the huge screens, and the Paramount has a large screen. So you can't tell me you've seen a movie if you've only seen it on television. I'm sorry. You need to see it at the Paramount where you can see these classic films.
This year's series starts tonight with The Music Man. The lecture from Robert Holliday starts at 6:30, followed by a performance at 7 with Mike Schuller, the Piano Man. And the film begins at 7:30. Additional screenings happening this weekend, Saturday at 2 and Saturday night at 7:30. For more information of this and the rest of the films coming up in this year's lineup of the Paramount Film Series, paramount-abilene.com. If you're looking for some live entertainment, the Abilene Community Theater's first show of the year is opening this Thursday, titled Wit. It's a pretty serious show, dealing with the final hours of an English professor, Dr. Vivian Baring, who is stricken with cancer. As the play moves on, she reflects upon her life, lived alone, and begins to value the relationships she did share with others. This moving play went on to win the 1999 Pulitzer Prize in genre. It's very minimalist, with only a few characters in the cast. It's also quite emotionally driven and mature in subject matter, so it might not be one you'll want to bring the kids to. It opens this Thursday and shows through next Saturday, then the Thursday through Saturday next weekend, and the Friday and Saturday after that. All show times are 7:30 at the Abilene Community Theater. For more information, abilenecommunitytheater.com. And that's all for this quick look at what's going on around town, but stay tuned, there's more Ion Entertainment on the way. From Abilene Public Radio, this is Ion Entertainment. I'm Blaine Singletary. Since we had a special holiday episode on the last Friday in December and our special year-in-review episode last week, we finally have time today to get to our Music of Ion Entertainment segment today. Don't worry, we'll have another one at regular time this month. Now, in December, it's always a bit harder to find subjects for this segment, since there are only so many ways you can do the 12 days of Christmas. And truth be told, I didn't have to look too far for this one. Today's featured artist is one of my colleagues here at KACU, and a voice you've been hearing alongside mine quite often recently, as she's become my co-host on The News at Noon. I am, of course, talking about Bethany Blaine. Aside from her media pursuits, she is also pursuing a music career, and we featured a song from her holiday EP in the outro of the show last month.
It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
And who better to take us through the body of her work than the artist herself? Bethany Blaine joins us now in the studio. Bethany, welcome to the show.
Hey, Blaine.
So, how did it all start for you in music?
I think it was my junior year of high school, really. I started, I asked for a guitar for Christmas because I had always messed around with my dad's Yamaha, his old Yamaha. He tried to teach me how to play, and he's always kind of, you know, just not very patient as parents can be. They can't, you know, trying to teach you things. And really, I just kind of, like, took it upon myself. I, like, bought books and all this stuff, so I would learn on his Yamaha. And then I think probably my junior year of high school is when they bought me a guitar for Christmas. And that's probably been one of the best Christmas presents I've ever gotten, because they're probably thinking, oh, yeah, she's just going to use this and then, you know, use it for, like, Christmas month and then put it back on the closet or back in the closet.
And this guitar, is that the one that's right here beside you?
That is the one for Christmas.
So it's been through, I guess, a lot. You've played a lot of venues in what I like to call the Abilene circuit, such as Playfair Park.
Mesmies, and I've played at Monk's a few times, and just, yeah, basically the Abilene circuit. I've actually played at Cajun Cones a few times, which is Lynn Luttrell of ACU. That's his business with his dad, and so it's kind of cool to play there, because I also work there part-time, and so I was like, oh, we could do shows here too, why not? And then, so that kind of...
Win-win situation.
Exactly. You know, free snow cones, music, whatever. So it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
So you've been seriously performing, writing music since you got your guitar. But in a way, you're still trying to kind of find the genre or your
Absolutely.
Sound.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've always been attracted to country music. And but then I've always had a feel for an acoustic vibe, especially like with artists like Jason Mraz and people like that who just really natural guitar. And then I've also like had inspiration from like Chris Rice type music, where there's kind of just lyrics that, you know, they're just kind of, they're fun and quirky. And like, I don't know, I just remember his song Smell the Color 9, where mm-hmm. you're like, it's so abstract and it's so funny, but it's just about, I don't know, just everyday life. And so that's kind of just, all in all, it's kind of a blend of all of those, but still kind of trying to find where I fit in. And all of that. I think one of my biggest country influences is Sugarland. I've always loved their music. I don't know. Some people hate Jennifer Nettles' voice, but I think, I don't know. I just think she's fabulous as a person, her style, the way she carries herself. I don't know. That's just what, I don't know. Kind of I've like modeled a little bit of my style after. And I don't know. She's just really always been that star to me.
And you've played, I know, a couple of covers of their songs, I guess more tributes in a way.
Yeah, yeah. There's one of my favorite songs that I ever have learned. I think I actually learned it in high school, and it was one of those songs where I played over and over and over again, and my little sister's like, oh my gosh, is she ever going to stop? But it never gets old for me. It's a song called Fall Into Me, and it's by Sugarland.
When the weight of the world bears down so strong, you leave footprints on the street. And there's too many miles to face without a few more hours sleep. The storm clouds overhead won't shed any rain to quench your thirst. I wanna be the one you reach for first.
I don't know, it's kind of cool. That's one of my favorite songs that they've ever written and ever done. And so, really, music to me is like, it has to hit home. I mean, you do have your fun songs and you have your everyday, you know, just going through the day songs, making you happy or peppy, but like the real music to me is just where it hits you and hits home and it means something.
Right, and a lot of songwriters kind of approach writing songs that way, and you've done not only covers, but you have written a lot of original songs as well.
Yeah, I have. I think there's, on the Paving Good Intentions acoustic album, I think there's four that I've written. There's one that I wrote to my little sister when she graduated. It's called Partners in Crime. It just talks about a lot of the things that we would do to get in trouble. And sometimes, you know, we would fight and not like get along and all of that stuff. And it goes through all of those times of just being sisters and But at the same time, like, we'll always still get into our crazy antics when we get together. And we still do.
Partners in crime through the sands of time. There's nothing that we wouldn't do. We'd pull something fast and then we'd stop and just laugh. Without talking, we both knew. There's one thing I'll do. It's too good to be true, 'cause time may end real soon. But I still get in trouble with you.
She actually goes to ACU, so it's kind of cool. She's still close, but she's, you know, we're still, you know, going our own directions now, so it's kind of different.
And we're here in the studio with Bethany Blaine. We've been finding out more about her music career. Now, you have an album out called Paving Good Intentions. It's an acoustic album currently available on your website, bethanyblaine.com, and also available at, of course, any venue you play at live. And there's also a new album in the works.
Yeah, I'm not going to give too much away, but this October, probably this coming fall, a lot of what I'm doing is like focusing new media, changing how music is distributed, changing how. So that's going to be a little surprise of how things are going to go, because things are no longer just CDs anymore, and things are no longer, you know, the game is changing. And so that's what we're experimenting with a little bit. And then just new sounds, really.
Mm-hmm. Because on this, on Paving Good Intentions, it's just you and your guitar. So are we going to see perhaps bring in other musicians?
Absolutely. Stuff that I've heard from like Small Man with the dubstep and electronica house vibe, stuff like
right,
that.
We're kind of mixing friend of the show.
Yeah, yeah. We're kind of mixing some stuff like together like that, and so it's just kind of really experimenting. So we're kind of in the experimental phase. We know where we're going, like lyrics wise, but sound, we're changing it up. So got some new tricks up the sleeve. And
well, is there something you'd like to play us out with?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, here is Who in the Hell Are You? The whole song is about, it's one of my best friends that has like just walked into my life and like has completely shaken things up for me. And it's kind of just like, who in the hell are you to do all these things? But it's made me a better person because of it.
I become a semblance of a beautiful mess. And every now and then my heart still pounds in my chest. Surrounded by walls I constructed myself. You took them down with no boundary left. Then I think to myself, who in the hell are you? And I walk through fire and I dance through the rain. Lost a lot of friends and I'm still not the same. Then by fate you walked into my life. Couldn't get rid of you even if I tried. Sometimes I get crazy and run from the truth. Then you remind me that's something I can't do. To me these changes are something brand new. Then I think to myself, who in the hell are you?
And that's Bethany Blaine, my partner in crime, here on the news at noon. Today she's been telling us more about her music. To find out more, as well as download her music, bethanyblaine.com, that's BethanyBlaine.com. Well, Bethany Blaine, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great.
And that's about all the time we have for today's show. A big thank you to you for joining us again for Eye on Entertainment, and we hope to see you again next time. Eye on Entertainment is a production of Abilene Public Radio and the JMC Network. The show is recorded and produced at the Barton Worley Studios in the Don Morris Building on the campus of Abilene Christian University in Abilene, Texas. I'm Blaine Singletary, and as long as local artists continue to hone their skills and discover their sounds, I'll have my eye on entertainment.
Beautiful, oh beautiful, are the feet of those who carry peace and joy. Beautiful, oh beautiful, are the ones who bring a song unto the Lord.
Thank you for downloading this podcast of Ion Entertainment from Abilene Public Radio. To find more episodes and to see our terms of use, visit us online at kacu.org.